We've got a fun show tonight. We also want to celebrate the big birthday of Big Max, who is currently in the big tower. Unfortunately, he's in the big tower. But we have this great card. Can somebody take a picture? Hey, Heather, can you take a picture of us with the card? Let me just put this on here. And
we should all sign it and send it to him.
Well, we should do that, but we're just going to take a little picture here. And oh, shoot. I don't know how to. Okay, we got to get Tony or something. Do you know how to work this? Here. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, we're going to sign it and send it. But in the meantime, we'll just show it. Okay, we don't know what's going on with the camera. So you figure out what's going on there. And in the meantime, it's morning in Obama-erica. It's the Obama era. Joe, you know, I hate to say this, but you're, I mean, I do like to say this, actually. Your prediction was wrong.
No fooling.
I'm so glad your prediction was wrong. I kept thinking about it.
I did, too. He predicted that...
I completely forgot your prediction.
Make no mistake. It was no prediction. It was just information I had heard.
Information you had heard that they were going to do what? That they were going to...
A vote rig. There was a Diebold insider who
looked
at the hardware.
I bet they kind of did, but they didn't have enough.
I think they may have gotten caught. The idea was, you know, by exposing all these rigs that, you know, this time they couldn't rig it. So maybe we actually spoke a little bit, but I don't think we spoke loudly.
Okay. We're going to take a picture of the Max birthday card with all of us.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Okay. My prince in the tower. One more, just in case we were, like, looking cross-eyed, which I do quite often.
But make no mistake, I don't think we got anything different. I think Obama and McCain's policy were basically the same, just in different disguises.
But Obama's so much sexier.
But that is the issue here.
That's the only issue here, and that's the sad part.
There's one additional issue.
What's that?
Is, even if Obama is just a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party and a politician like all other politicians, the sheer... election that happened and the fact that an African American is in office and all these young voters who were inspired by our democracy, times have changed a little bit.
They have.
You know, the partisan politics can continue as usual, but something has changed and we can all feel it. And so pretending that it hasn't is just silly.
Well, I think it's kind of a fake change. After all, the policy, you know, I mean, obviously he's not even in power yet. I mean, all we've done
but the change
is put a president
I think it's more like
we
real
have
change.
An African-American president. Now, of course, he hasn't.
It's in our hearts. It's not in our legislature.
Is change you're not going to see. He's still talking about keeping us in war. I mean, his policies are absolutely, so far as I can tell, are no different. We'll see what happens as the you know, the show goes, but... You know, I don't see any change, like, for real. Like, he talks
about
change.
Well, not as much as if Frank Moore was elected.
Words of change.
It's true.
But I don't know about a real change.
He's
not talking about getting rid of the IRS. He's not talking about...
I agree with you.
He's definitely not talking about...
I know. I agree with your politics.
Change as well.
And I didn't vote for him. I voted for Frank Moore.
Good.
But
and you'll always have that to say if Obama fucks anything up.
You will.
You'll be like, I didn't vote for him.
No, but I will say that.
And then you'll get jumped by Obama lovers.
He was my second choice. And I'm very happy that he's in because he's much more pleasant to look at than these Republicans.
And listen to,
yeah. And, you know, I mean, it is a black guy in the White House. You know?
I totally dig it. But
And just like one of my clients said, my cuckolds, I have cuckold clients, many, many cuckold clients. In fact, the Dr. Susan Block Institute specializes in cuckold phone sex therapy.
213-749-1330.
We get to damn.
So, you know, these guys, there's a lot of cuckolds in the world now. And they like all different kinds of men screwing their wives, but the black man is particularly of interest. And this one guy says, I voted for Obama, now I got a black man in my White House, and I want a black man in my white wife. All right.
Oh, that was one of my favorite
election
quotes. We're
going to talk about a few more Obama fantasies, but we have a caller on the line, and something just... I saw something flash from
I'm feeling
Lisa.
Feeling masturbation.
A caller.
A female caller from Los Angeles.
Holy crap,
Let's
I might
talk
be wrong.
To the
line
caller.
Two. Ooh. Let's pick up
What's
line two.
What's her name?
Susan.
Susan,
are you there?
She would have to have my name. Susan. Okay, well, Susan, it's okay. We'll share names. What?
Are you talking black?
Like a Susan?
Are you a Susan? Is your name Susan?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if Obama can become president, you know, Susan, right?
You're fucking insane.
Okay. Now that's not very polite.
That guy who calls from Mello, his name is Sarah.
Yeah, right. Well, he's a genuine transsexual.
Should I let,
this guy just sounds like a...
Should I let Susan go?
Like a fakey?
A fakey wakey.
You're a faker.
I know what's
achy,
up.
Achy, breaky, fakey.
We don't like fakers.
You know what's up, Terry. What's up?
I know what's up.
Okay.
Say it, Terry.
Can I... Before we move off Obama subject, I have an Obama quote.
We keep coming back to it, but I want to know what's up with this person.
Well, we hung up on them.
No, but Terry has inside information.
Oh, what is it?
I think it's our pranksters, dude. Like it is every time.
Oh, okay. Well,
see, exactly.
Hey.
What's the point?
Okay.
Back to Obama. Come on.
Okay, back to Obama.
So now. I read
Obama.
Can I say in wake of his election, I started reading all these international newspapers because I'm very interested to know what the rest of the world says about us.
Absolutely.
So I read the main UK newspaper for a few days. I read the Australian newspaper for a few days. And
They're all thrilled.
The Australian one had like just this amazing quote that made me cry again, even after the victory speech, which
Australia
said that, you know, finally with Obama's election, the wounds in America that were opened in the 60s can finally be healed.
Wow. We were talking about that today.
Right? And I keep
wounds
thinking
opened
about
in the
it.
60s. How about wounds opening with the founding of America, which was founded with slaves?
Exactly.
That's different kind of wounds. But I think the country itself tore itself apart during the civil rights movement and Vietnam and all that and never really recovered.
I don't know if we're recovering from that, actually, because I think all the McCain people are really upset and they don't feel very healed.
No, I think she's onto something.
They're very upset, but I think this... I mean, I think it's true. I never realized before that we just had this lingering problem we'd never really addressed, which was the civil rights Vietnam drama.
Yeah, they never even declared war for that matter.
We focused on the Cold War and kind of shoved it under the rug.
We're back in the court that I'd rather be in, which is the peace and freedom of speech court and the integration court, and that's cool. I don't think necessarily the game is over. I do think the game of slavery, which is a much older game in the United States. And maybe that's over. Maybe now that we have our great overlord, our president, our plantation runner. I mean, this is the man now.
Slavery can be
black.
Put to rest.
Okay.
No. It's
not
going to fix all of the problems, though. Maybe for one minority, it's a step along the way.
Can I ask a somewhat horrible question?
So horrible, horrible.
Let's
ask
say
horrible
that
questions.
Black man gets elected to White House, put slavery to rest. What would need to happen to put Holocaust to rest?
No, we can't have a Jew president, please.
Please.
Well, that wouldn't do it because it's not America that did it. Would we need like Jewish takeover of Germany? Or
Joe Biden.
What about a gay president?
Jews shouldn't take over anything.
Is there anything? Obama supports Israel.
In entertainment and...
Basically,
remember where I said on Comedy Central, the black guy said, we're cool. What would it take for the Jews to say, we're cool?
They never will.
I don't think we ever will. We are not.
It was the Rothschilds.
We're about remembering why shit is not cool.
Really weird
the Rothschilds
were
Jewish.
We're about counting money.
What? I'm technically Jewish.
Technically?
Technically, no. Actually, technically, you're not. Your father's Jewish, right?
And my mother.
Oh, your mother, too?
Yeah.
My grandpa was Jewish.
I thought you had one that wasn't Jewish.
Biologically,
she converted before I was born.
Oh, okay. She's more than technically Jewish.
Yeah.
She's totally Jewish. So.
I have the heart of a pagan. She's not as Jewish as you. No, I have the heart of a pagan.
She doesn't have the she's not steeped
the body of a Jew
in the tradition.
True Judaism is occultism also. I mean, they have the Kabbalah.
I have been steeped in the occult.
They have
in
Torah.
See, that's the tricky thing
Torah,
about Jewishness is
Talmud.
It's half heredity and half like actual culture
and very tricky.
Knowledge. So she's got only biology
that's
and claims
true.
To be a Jew. And
that's
you've
not
got
true.
This whole cultural thing.
I went to Hebrew school. I was bat mitzvah. That's
did
not
you
true.
Really?
Yes, I did. What do you know?
Yeah. You don't know.
Well, I know you hate the baby Jesus, but I thought that's where it ended.
Okay, why are you questioning all the Jewish people here?
You don't know about my wife.
I'm jealous and envious of your awesome Jewishness.
Now, there were a lot of Jewish people behind Obama's campaign.
A lot of Jewish people?
Obama.
A lot. That's why a lot of the Jews voted for Obama, because Obama... You know, said basically he's going to bow down to Israel.
Joe Biden
and
is
personally,
a Zionist.
Yeah, Joe Biden's a Zionist. I am, you know, pretty pretty, I guess, skeptical about the hard right Israeli position, okay? Or even the middle Israeli position.
I heard the Israelis were very disappointed in Obama's election.
Well, because they think they need a hard right person like Bush. Bush loved the Israelis.
And they do, because
but
a Democrat would
get, no,
judge
no, no.
It
I don't.
Fairly.
I disagree, actually, because Bush let the Israelis do whatever they wanted. And what did they wind up doing? Getting into this horrible loser war with Lebanon. They pretty much lost because Bush pushed them into it. Bush says, you can do it, you Jewish people.
He pushed
you know
them into
it,
or he supported their desires.
Well, you know.
So are you saying the Israelis need a president?
A friend doesn't let another friend drive drunk. You know? That was drunk driving of the Israelis, right into the Shiites and the, you
That's
know,
pretty cool of you to say that.
Yeah, well.
They love to get riled up about
the
their oppressors. They do. We do.
You know, the Jews have got to learn to get along
hey,
with their neighbors.
As a female, they do need to learn
As
that.
A female with a black man in the White House, I feel very oppressed.
Okay, but let
should.
Me just say, I didn't mean the Jews need to learn to get
the
along.
The females are
I
always
mean,
second
Israelis,
to the black men.
Because I bet Barack got a strong pimp hand.
Okay, I tried to say that. I tried to differentiate
that, pimp
hand folks.
Strong.
What, the Israelis?
Well, not all Jews are Israelis, and not all, I mean, most Israelis are Jews.
I would say my favorite Jews are Israelis.
Really?
Besides you, because you're my favorite Jew, really.
Really, the Israelis have accomplished very little.
Well, I had an Israeli landlord, and he was fascinating.
Well, they're fascinating, but talk about Jews that have accomplished something.
Oh,
Einstein,
no, the most powerful Jews
Spinoza,
are not Israeli Jews.
No.
The ones that I've met.
Jesus. I mean, these are not Jews that are Israelis.
It's
well,
a culture
actually,
that doesn't
Jesus
really want to let go.
Yeah, he was a Palestinian, really. But anyway. Okay, so hopefully Obama
Jesus
will be
you.
A little more...
You're a fucking atheist.
Or a lot more
well,
open
whatever.
To the Palestinian situation. Which I think will ultimately be, as they say, good for the Jews.
The Palestinian.
Well, even good for the Israelis. But the Israelis being so warlike is not very good for the Jews outside of Israel. We could get another Holocaust.
Why are they so warlike?
Because they have to be, because they've created an impossible society that is segregated. Because they say that you have to be a Jewish to be a citizen of Israel.
In order to survive, you need man, woman, and child in your army. You all fight as one. That's the way
if
Israel does it.
If I convert to Judaism, can I move to Israel? Or
yeah,
do they
you
not
can move
accept
to Israel
converts?
Anyway. Well,
you have
the
to really prove that you're dedicated.
Religious rabbis are a little bit suspicious of the converts, but, you know, you could... Why do you want to do that?
Well, you can't
I
just
should have been born Jewish. I'm really irritated with
oh,
it, by the way.
God.
That's why I'm irritated by Terry claiming Jewishness, because I feel no difference between me and Terry.
Except
so why
my
do you
bat mitzvah
Jewish?
And Jewish
How come
upbringing?
She's chosen and I'm not, you know?
It's really a burden to be chosen.
No, it is not.
It is.
It really is.
It's a burden I would gladly take. Choose me, God.
You're going to have to get over this Jew envy because I'm Jewish, girl. You're just going to have to live with it.
You can marry a Jew.
God.
But see, you can't just waltz into a synagogue and go, I'm Sarah, I can be anything, I'm going to be Jewish. You got to go through this whole regimented course. You have to, like,
I'm all
bathe
about
naked in a big,
right.
like,
you
know,
you
sacred bath chamber,
you'd,
dude.
You'd ace it in a in
I
a
week. Would do it, except I would constantly think that I knew more about Judaism than the rabbis. So yeah,
that's
like,
why. They have, like,
no, you don't
that.
Understand.
Shalom, Sarah.
No, you don't understand, non-Jew. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Shalom.
You know, there's so much to Judaism. There isn't any one rabbi that knows it all.
That's
so.
You know, I was more about converting to Judaism before I heard your stories about the women behind the glass.
Well, those are the Orthodox women and
we
the Lubavitchers.
Well, what's the point of doing it if you don't go big?
Or Jurat? No, maybe
go big or go home.
Being Orthodox is very difficult. It's very. I would rabbi never.
It is a lot of commitment to be an Orthodox Jew. That is day in, day out. Committing your entire lifestyle to Judaism in very hardcore ways.
And
from
going
your diet to your schedule.
It would be
all
cool to not have to pick out your clothes.
Long sideburns.
No, you still have to pick up your clothes. In fact, your clothes are very important
you
as
start
a Jewish
looking like
woman.
Gandalf,
but you only
absolutely.
Have like two things.
A lot of them. No, you just have to wear a lot of clothes. They dress up a lot. They have to wear wigs. They have to wear long
sleeves.
They wear
sleeves.
Wigs? Yes, they can't show their hair.
I
little
love
hats,
wigs.
Little yarmulkes on top of their wigs.
Yes.
Women don't get to wear yarmulkes.
It's not like they
no,
wear
they
like
don't.
Blue wigs.
I did,
sure you could rock
I did
if it really
just to be
like
rebellious,
it.
But you're not supposed to.
I would wear a yarmulke. Could I?
I did.
Not if you're an Orthodox Jewish woman.
Well, what if I'm a Christian?
Then you can do whatever you want.
All right.
Or if you're just crazy, you can run around with a yarmulke.
I claim Christian because I think of Christian as biological, just like you fuckers.
You're a fucking atheist.
Well, okay, but I was born Christian.
That's true.
So all I'm right. a Christian atheist.
Well, I'm a Jewish pagan, that's fine.
You're a Jewish pagan, I'm a Christian atheist. All right,
cool. There you go. All right.
I got to type my password in here and I can't see. I know. Well, I mean, talk amongst yourself.
Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves.
So
we have a caller.
We
have a caller.
I wasn't paying attention.
Neither
sorry,
Rhode nor an island.
Okay, let's talk to the callers because I just went on. Okay, so
Miguel.
Where do I find
discuss it amongst
Lisa's
yourselves.
Notes?
Claire, that's disgusting.
I don't see Lisa's note.
It's in Skype.
Eat your brain.
Okay, so Miguel, God, let's talk to Miguel.
Miguel on line two.
Miguel,
rock and roll. Miguel, are you there?
This
Hello,
is a Miguel.
Miguel
who wants to know about older women.
Yeah, what up, Claire?
Hi. Well, I don't know if it's right, but what I love is meeting older women and then making them happy.
Oh, I think that's great. How old are you?
I want to know if I'm older.
I'm 62.
Uh-oh. You're 62.
Older than all of us.
I'm excited about this, actually.
62,
older than,
and you like older women?
Older than
well, you know,
what do you mean by older?
That's not...
Men my age like younger women.
Wait, I didn't hear that. You like older women. Older than 62.
Well, they don't have to be older than 62. Because I'm pretty old.
Okay. So you don't like... older women
they
than you.
They could be as old as you.
You just like older women than 20.
What is your ideal age for your dream woman?
66, 67.
Oh, okay. Really? So that is older than you.
Older, wow.
So I have something to look forward to.
I'm way off.
Yeah, I'm not even in this ballgame.
Have you always liked 66-year-old women, or is that just since you've gotten into your 60s?
It said when I met this one lady, she was 66.
When was that?
Last year sometime.
Okay.
I met her on the phone, and so we set up a date to go to Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah.
And we went to Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah.
Boom, chicka wow.
And we just fell in love, and she just loved the way I paid attention to her.
Yes, you know what Ben Franklin said about older women?
What?
Do you know what Ben Franklin said?
No.
Older women do it better because they always think they're doing it for the last time.
Word.
Well,
well, certainly
at
67,
they do it better because they have it now and they don't want to lose it.
Well, that's sort of the same thing. Yeah.
I hear that if you don't use it, you in fact do.
But they're hot.
They're hot.
You think that shit falls off?
Pardon?
It comes on operation.
Well, it can't.
My shit's starting to fall off.
Your shit's starting to fall off? You're 28.
My shit's on its way out.
What are you talking about?
I don't use it or no.
Really?
Use it more. Exercise.
She needs someone to knock the dust off her vag.
You're losing sensation or you feel like, what is the problem?
I feel like it's falling off.
It's falling off?
Well, you need to wake that up, girl.
Yeah, slap it around a little bit.
Tighten it up. Do you do your PC muscle exercise?
No, I don't.
Do you flick it?
Vibrate that a little bit. Come on. Wake it up.
Even when you don't do your yoga, you do your
I do those because I masturbate.
You know, I bought some Benoit balls a couple years ago.
All right. Well, Benoit balls. That's good.
I thought that would, like, solve all my problems.
No, Benoit balls.
I'm like, Benoit balls. If only I had those.
Only if you master them.
Those are fun.
Well, they stay in no matter what. I don't know what the big deal is.
You haven't mastered them.
Miguel likes.
You should be able to pop those babies out across the room.
Yeah.
Well, I could.
Like Winona Ryder.
I've got Tijuana skills.
Let's see that.
All right. Okay, so Miguel, do you have a question for us or something more
well,
to say?
Is it okay that I like older women?
It's fine with me. I think it's terrific. I look forward to reaching the ripe age of 66 when you'll find me attractive.
Good for those women. Go love them. Love all them 66-year-old women.
Yeah,
okay,
I
can't
make an exception for it. 66 and meet men like you.
Yeah, that's gonna be great.
I'm gonna go do my duty.
Okay, do your duty. Okay, think about me when I'm 66.
Yeah. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, we have Robert McLean on line.
Robert McLean. Oh, wait, do we want to say his last name?
Yeah, I thought about that after.
Let's not use last
names. We should not use last names.
It was in front of me.
I know,
like Lizzo.
Right, and I repeated it. Oh,
like
my God.
Anchorman, I just read what was in front
Forget
of me.
Forget that.
And then I was like, oh, shit.
No last
Don't
names.
Say
okay,
that.
No, it's okay, it's okay. No last names. We just read without thinking. Okay, everybody is saying don't put last names. Okay, so Richard on line one. Hello.
How are you, doctor? How you doing?
No, you're Robert. That's right, Robert. Okay,
right.
Robert, you know what? We don't care about saying your last name.
Oh, all right, I'm not that big an asshole. Is it cool?
No, no, it's okay with Robert.
It was in front of me for a reason.
Okay, so Robert, what's up tonight?
Oh, not so much.
Okay, then we'll talk to somebody else.
I have okay. a fetish I told you last time, and I just wanted to know is if I wanted to suck a girl's toe, is that normal for being a fetish?
Toe. That's just fine. I think that's terrific.
That's just fine.
Foot
You're
fetish.
Great.
You have a foot
Lots
fetish.
Of people
Our
like
toes
to
are
toes.
Made for sucking.
Yeah. I would rub her toes
that's
first, though, so it
I
doesn't
do.
Tickle too much.
One of these days, these toes are
oh, okay.
gonna...
Give her a foot rub. Give her a
come
foot
on, Sarah,
massage.
Come on. What is it?
With Bacaluba. Flavored oil. I'm trying to give some instruction here.
Okay.
It's probably not absorbing. Okay. Give her a foot massage with flavored oil. Like even coconut
okay.
oil is good. You like how coconuts taste?
Well, that's why I wanted to know is because one night, when the night that I was, after I talked to you, I had a dream that I had a dream that I was sucking on some woman's foot. And
okay. All right, well, make your dream a reality.
We need to get our engineer in our group radio chat so we can tell him.
All right.
Make all your dreams come true.
Okay, so we'll talk to you later, Robert.
Because the dream is a wish your heart makes.
Tell us how it works out when you give her a massage and then suck on her toes, okay?
What kind of massage did you want? Prefer me to do? Do you want me to do
a slow massage? A foot massage.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I don't know what you mean by an erotic massage when it comes to the feet. But I'm talking about massaging her with your fingers, not your dick.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone thinks about giving Obama a foot massage.
You know.
You do.
If anyone thinks
one.
About that, what,
sure
please call
one.
Us right now. I want to talk to
All
you.
All right. Let's,
you know
let's
I
not
fun
talk
of you.
To Robert. And let's talk to Roger on line three.
I think he needs a blowjob.
Roger on
he
line
really
three.
Does.
Well, how about if his wife gives him one?
Roger.
Well,
Roger,
that's
what
a wife blowjob.
Oh, but you know, he's president. He could get in trouble if anybody else gives
he
him
He could. But after a long campaign, he needs a dirty blowjob.
Yeah, well, so did Clinton. Look what happened to him.
Well, you got all these smokables.
Hey,
involved.
Roger.
How you doing, sexy?
I'm doing good, Roger.
You sound like an Autobot.
What's up,
Roger? What are you doing right now?
What's going on, Rog?
Huh?
How
what
can we help you?
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, no, I'm really horny right now.
I am
rah, 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 rah. What was that?
I am Optimus
like
Prime.
Do you want to make me come?
I think he wants you to make him come.
Oh, not when... I can't even understand what you're saying.
I'm pretty sure that he wants some sex over
no,
this
Well, Roger,
phone.
You're going to have to deserve it a little more What's than you do right
good
now. With those
Be a good boy now, Roger.
Garbled words. Garbled.
No coming for anyone. If we can't come, they can't come.
All right.
That's
exactly.
my new.
All right. Well, I don't know about that. Sometimes I like a guy to come.
If they're not hot, they
remember,
can't come.
Remember George last week? I'd, in fact, let George come again because he lost.
I liked
for McCain,
George.
Right?
I liked George.
And he was for McCain.
Really? I heard he joined Bonobo Way and became
He joined Bonobo Way and... He's been communicating with me and...
He was sending me some IMs.
Sister Terry.
And I think Brand, too.
Anything nasty?
No. More obnoxious. He's... I mean, I hope he's gay.
Can I ask you something? Do you ever talk to your clients in person?
Do I talk to my clients in person? Yes,
yeah.
I do. I do that occasionally.
I'm one of her clients.
There you go. And I'm talking to her in person right now. It's called the Big O, and now that's the president.
Our Big O.
Oh, we all get
Barack
O's with Big
Obama.
O in office.
Yeah.
Obama
Say it like that
sounds
again.
Like
Say
Osama.
Say it again.
Osama.
Obama.
Okay, Joe the Plumber.
I know, I love how Obama
think
sounds
about
like Osama.
It.
I think that's really
and
cool.
Hussein? Wow, surprise.
It's like harmony. It's like music in your ears. Again,
well,
one more time.
I'm really looking
Osama.
Forward to finding out what happens with that. I mean, there are a lot of people who say,
Hussein.
Oh, he's not Muslim. He's not at all Muslim. Well, maybe he's not Muslim now.
Faux shizzle.
I mean, you know, he was his father was Muslim.
He has
and
the exact same name
was.
As his Kenyan father.
He even got
people say a lot of fucking
and
things,
his
man.
So why would Kenya
his
use
grandma
the name
him out
Hussein
as Islamic?
Why would Kenya?
And he said it himself.
Why would the country
himself
of Kenya use the name Hussein so commonly?
Well, because they're Muslim, they use the name Hussein.
Is it based on Saddam?
Yeah, no. Saddam used the name Hussein because the name Hussein is very important in the Muslim religion.
That's the kind of connection between like
it's like Muhammad Ali and shit.
Between Obama and Hussein, besides it, you know, being his name, it's like that Al Qaeda Iraq, where the only thing it has in common is the Q.
The Q.
The fucking Q.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a minute. It's like I don't believe that you know, gays are born that way necessarily.
Really?
I do agree. Yeah, I believe that people.
I don't believe that either, but I do believe that Iraq and Al Qaeda are only connected by the Q.
Well, that's, right, that's but I don't connection. Believe that Barack Hussein Obama has no more connection to Islam than Bush or McCain. I think he has more of a connection.
No,
and I think that's a good thing.
An unfortunate name.
No, it's not just unfortunate. You know what? It's amazing. It's great. It's great.
You know, my last name is Robertson.
We have been at war with the Muslim world. The
I'm
Jews
unassociated.
Have been at war as well as America. And it's about time we made some peace and we had a man with the name Hussein in his name. To help make us make peace, because don't you think
that's what it,
that
well,
people are going to be more? Don't you think the Muslims right now are thinking, "Hey, at least this
bombs.
Guy, his middle name is a Hussein."
I don't
that's
know what
bad.
They're thinking, but I don't know if it's necessarily that.
I think that's
that.
A huge plus.
His name is
maybe,
Hussein.
Yeah, maybe this
towards
is a step towards.
I think it's a huge
like
plus.
It's a good
I
way
to
look at
people
it.
People funny on airplanes.
And I think that now people are using the name more. People that favor Obama, they were scared to use it before.
That's true.
They weren't
that's
using
true.
It because everyone was going, "Oh, Barry." I mean, I remember who was it? David Geffen said. Barry Obama, you know, Barry's like this. Barry's really a nice guy. And I'm thinking, who's he talking about? Some Jewish guy? Barry? Because he didn't want to say Barack.
Barry.
Well,
Barry?
Some people call him Barry. Yeah.
Check this subliminal message out.
I,
mean,
I
know that you respect
him.
What's his name
is Barry.
Yeah,
just think about
I like
this.
Barack.
Obama Hussein.
Obama.
Think about it just okay. for 1 second.
That's anyone ever tell you you're a bit of a conspiracy
Hussein?
Theorist, Joe?
It's like a
no
camp
theory,
song.
All facts.
Yeah.
All facts, like the prediction of the election?
Predictions are predictions. They're not 100%.
Thing.
I just
Joe,
gave you information
Joe
from the inside.
A very
and that Kennedy thing.
Point of view.
I know, and I appreciate
and
it.
And I love
you know,
Joe's point
right.
of view.
If I didn't I say it and then it happened, who would be the jerk? Me.
And
I was just
I
trying
really
to help.
I think that, you know, the fact that it's Obama, I mean, that's just a...
I'm just saying.
But,
just mentioning
but
it.
But I do think, and I respect it, and I appreciate
you guys like the name so
view.
Damn much.
And
I
if you
well,
fold
like
a $20 bill like 15 times, you can see
it
an image of the Twin Towers
enemy.
Burning.
And it shows
that
us that we are only one letter away from our enemy. That
indeed.
We are brothers. That
well,
we are
I mean,
brothers.
I'm sure that... I'm,
and sisters.
I'm definitely talking to some occultists
amen.
Here.
You know,
pagans.
I just got to put this out there. I don't think fucking Osama was ever our enemy. I think that was
never.
A whole load
well,
of bullshit.
That's true.
Never.
I think he
so
was
too.
Our friend.
Yes.
And we used him as a scapegoat.
CIA asset
right.
in
I
Afghanistan.
I think you're right.
Under the Mujahideen.
So, who cares if Obama
friend.
And Osama sound alike? Osama was nothing
because
to begin with.
Because he is
with.
The emblematic enemy. He is the emblematic enemy of...
He's the... What's the name from 1984?
There's an occult
Joe,
technique.
Joe, the name from 1984?
Oh. Ugh.
Goldberg?
Hang on, I'm using my power of the
oh,
internet.
Shit,
oh, Goldberg,
yeah,
right. The Jewish
use
name.
Use the internet.
Right.
It was a Jewish name.
Because it was
I don't think it was Goldberg,
like,
though. It was not. It was Gold
something. Gold
something. It's Gold
something. But there was 2 minutes of hate for the unknown
right.
enemy.
Right, right, right.
And
that's
I've always
Osama.
Felt that Osama bin Laden was just this personified
he was.
Enemy
that we would
was
never
not
catch.
Real.
That was there for us to
we'll
hate.
We'll never catch. And
absolutely.
Every day for 2 minutes, we can hate him.
Because he's in the Witness Protection Program.
There's always hate. It's just
I'm gonna,
always
I'm gonna
shifting.
I'm going to Google 1984 and find out the name of that real quick.
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to. Anyway.
Okay.
It's the unending war.
Wikipedia.
That's all they've wanted. I mean,
I almost
this
said
war
Rube
is
Goldberg,
older than Vietnam.
But I know that's not it.
By
no,
far.
That's something else. Hey, is Roger still there? Or is he gone?
Roger's
he probably
gone.
Came and took off.
Okay, good. All right.
Emmanuel Goldstein.
Yes, Emmanuel Goldstein.
Internet, you
Osama bin Laden is our Emmanuel Goldstein. That's how I've always felt.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I see what you're saying. But,
I agree completely.
You know, the fact is that we have a president whose name rhymes with this emblematic enemy that we created.
And the other one. The Saddam Hussein one.
Oh, right.
The occult
exactly.
He's got both.
Words,
he's got Osama and Saddam.
Yeah,
all
you're
in
right.
one
he's
package.
Got both. He's got both. It's amazing. And he's our
amazing.
President.
It's
and
a sign.
Very American.
No
I mean,
sign.
I think he's pretty American, but he's an international guy.
And
I
Barack
like
sort
been
of
all
rhymes
over the
with
world.
Iraq.
It's all a
wow.
beautiful sign that the
call
universe
him Barry.
It's
exactly
Iraq,
what it's doing.
Saddam, Osama. It's all of our enemies in one fell swoop.
So anyway, I've got clients that are fantasizing about him doing their wives.
I fantasize about him doing me.
Okay, tell us more about that, Sarah.
Okay. So we're in the Oval Office.
Set the scene. What are you wearing?
I'm Woo. Wearing some sort of red presidential speech dress, which is very elegant. And he's wearing that dark blue suit with the tie, right? And I sort of rip it off. So buttons fly all over the Oval Office. And then I sort of bend over the Oval Office desk. And he just...
sticks it in.
Yeah.
Humps you quickly.
And it's very, like, brutal. Because, you know, he's, like, sort of black.
Time.
So it's,
oh,
like,
it's
sort of the black
style.
Fantasy mixed into the
oh, yeah.
the president fantasy.
And so is he hung?
It's a grabby butt.
Oh, he's very hung.
He's very hung.
Oh, he's even though he's half God. White. He's still very hung.
He got the right half,
got
apparently.
The right half, the lower half.
Yeah, black from the waist down.
But I would say the keys
Oreo
to the
cookie.
Fantasy are the Oval Office, the desk, and the buttons flying off. You know, that to
I
me.
Was just
so,
thinking, how is are there buttons flying off of your expensive, like, elegant dress?
No,
or?
No, he just hiked
come,
it up because I was bent over
in the fantasy?
Dress. Well, I come because I'm usually masturbating if I'm thinking about the fantasy, but no, the fantasy doesn't involve me coming necessarily.
Right. You're serving your... your leader.
My president.
Serving.
I'm doing the Lord's really work.
Hot, Sarah.
I'm serving my country.
Servicing
I'm sure your
the
mom
cock.
Would be really
I
proud
mean,
of you.
The country.
No, my mom would probably cry.
Good work.
I don't know.
And my dad.
Yeah, well, your dad.
I pledge allegiance to
I
cock.
Wonder how many black fantasies have emerged in otherwise non-black
now when I
places.
Look at that
yeah,
mouth
jungle
of his,
fever will be
I tend to think about him going down on me because he's got such a great smile, you know, with the lips and the teeth and
he
the
does.
It's a better dick sucking mouth than pussy licking, but
a dick sucking mouth
that's, well that's what I would think if I saw that big old mouth
bohemian grove
well,
style
I mean big old mouth can just suck your whole pussy into a big O
yeah and I want us all to be gay
okay so you want Obama to be gay now.
Yeah, he should suck a cock before fucking me.
Well, in the Oval Office, one of his little presidential aides
let's
are like,
let's use Biden. We'll toss Biden into the fantasy and we'll have a
now, if he
whole
was
gonna thing
do,
going
if
on.
If he was going to go down
You're
on a guy, it wouldn't
so many
be Biden.
Levels.
Why not? It should be a white guy.
Well, maybe, but I don't know. Well, Biden, he has as much sexuality as a turnip.
No, he's kind of charming and funny. He's a sociable guy.
He's so stiff.
You could tell
he
parties.
Is.
No,
so,
no, no. Obviously, you way. Haven't seen him on Comedy Central.
You could tell parties.
No,
obviously.
I have not. I did see Obama and McCain on that Friars Club kind of roast.
Yeah, the roast.
And I really thought that Obama did a great job, but McCain was funnier.
McCain was funnier. He had good timing.
He was funnier, but it's more
for
because
a
he's a buffoon.
And McCain was excellent on Saturday Night Live.
And McCain, by the way,
for
I would like
robot.
To say was excellent in his concession
for a maverick
speech.
Robot.
For he's
well,
not
that's
a
the
robot.
Thing. You don't know if you're laughing with him or at him.
Well, I think a lot of people were laughing at him.
I think
even
he was
in the
laughing
roast,
at everybody.
Even in the roast, his jokes, when he is defacing himself, it's kind of like... Haha, you're funny, you defaced yourself, but I'm still fucking laughing at you. I'm not laughing with you at yourself, you know?
I think that...
It's true. I felt very torn watching
him. He's a very bright guy who's a little, you know, getting on in years. And
no,
he
was
just thought he
senile.
Would try to do whatever he could to just, you know, hit big on the comedy.
In the people.
You know, he just tried to do whatever he could to make people laugh, and he succeeded. But they ended up laughing at him.
Yeah. And that's why I'm not too upset about Biden. You know, I think Biden's pretty funny. And, you know, Biden has a reputation for being one of those guys who has no filtration system.
He's so pro-war.
He just says whatever comes out of his mouth. He can't really stop it.
He's a little more honest than most, which is kind
of
scary.
He's honest, and I think because of this filtration, he can't help it. It just sort of comes out of him.
He's kind of got a Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah, and he says offensive, horrible things. And it's fucking perfect.
Of course, so does McCain. But anyway, McCain's
no,
gone.
McCain said offensive things in a different way with things. Women's health.
Well, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
he's
my
got
God,
a point
be
of
more
view.
Offensive.
Everything that came out of Sarah Palin's mouth was offensive to me.
Yes.
You know, I have a Mellow member who has a folder dedicated to Sarah Palin. It's called All About Sarah.
Who does?
Dark Poetry Mike.
Ooh, interesting.
And it's all like video clips of her and poetry he wrote about her and how much he wants to fuck her. And I just read it and I'm like, this is really hot, you know? Like, I love that our whole electoral process like inspires sexual fantasies across the country.
That is pretty
sexy. They're working on a Sarah Palin porn.
Yeah, I thought it came out already.
I don't know. I saw pictures for it. But
it should have come out already because she's nobody.
I thought
now.
It did. I thought it actually did on election day, or the whiny cat was just talking out of his ass again.
I haven't seen it.
But that's what I hear. Maybe I should use the power of the internet.
Find it for me. I'd like to see it.
I couldn't find anything on the internet.
I'm sucking on my lollipop. Speaking of sucking.
Like a lollipop.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I want to just shout out again, happy birthday, Max, even though it's
happy
now.
Birthday, Max.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Yeah,
that's pretty nice.
This is like TMZ news is where I have to find the information
Tower.
About this.
The prince in the tower, who will soon be free. But right now,
that's going to be Sarah Palin.
He's locked in a tower.
Oh, porn industry, you make me good.
Happy
and
birthday.
Can't we are moving. Celebrating
she
his birthday.
She has huge tits.
Today.
And there are many people locked in the tower right now, many people that should not be there.
And there are people abroad as well, locked away in foreign, towers.
Apparently, Larry
foreign
Flint
towers.
Is making this.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the word on the street.
But we should we're Americans, so we got to deal with the American towers and the injustices there.
But what about Americans trapped in unjust places abroad?
Well,
I recently watched the documentary Ganja Queen about an American girl going through customs in some country, which I can't remember. I want to say Sri Lanka. I want to say Sri Lanka.
I have pictures of Nayland Palin.
Sri Lanka without knowing.
Yeah, it could be any country. I'll Google Ganja Queen. Yeah. The moral is that she's still in jail, and she claims to be innocent. It's very sad.
Aw, she's innocent. Wow.
She said she had no idea anything was in her boogie board case. Huh. Someone put it in there.
Oh, they do set up plants.
And that could be. That could be.
Yeah, they'll like they'll narc somebody out. They'll plant something on them. The security will get them.
She was
and then
a
the
mule.
Guys
That's
that would have
said.
The big
her
time
whole,
shit, they get through.
The case was the mule thing.
Absolutely.
She doesn't look anything like Sarah Palin.
And is she getting any help from the U.S. government?
Well, they made that documentary movie about her, I want to say, last year. So she's gotten a lot of awareness, but she's been in jail for like 6 years already.
That's tough.
Chappelle Corby, she was Australian. Oh, she wasn't American. She was Australian.
I forgot.
Okay,
well, we should still feel bad for her. But, you know, it's hard
Indonesia,
to do something
that
about
was a
Australian
Indonesia.
And Indonesia.
Like
20-year sentence.
It's easier for us to start with the overcrowded prisons in the United States, which are the biggest growth industry in the U.S., and hopefully Obama can change that.
No, that's a huge problem. But, you know, I hate to say it because I know we have naysayers in the room, but I'm a huge fan of the one world government. And
oh,
I feel
geez.
If
oh,
we had geez. one law that everyone adopted to, then we wouldn't have these cases of these innocent people being locked up in these third world countries.
That's right. They'll
but
just eliminate us like they did the Jews.
But
they
that'll just create a whole
set
of problems.
If it's a bad law, then you got to rely on fucking democracy.
No,
democracy hasn't done shit.
We need to rely on
the original republic that built this country, if anything, in this country.
What if we had a one world government with a guy like Bush as the president?
Exactly.
And that's completely negating
what's going to happen.
Disrespecting the differences in
we
our cultures.
We pretty much
and our
do already since
ourselves.
They call the president of America the leader of the free world.
Well, but
that's
there's still other countries, you know.
They have their own government,
there's
they have their own traditions.
Power.
If
there's
it was a power wielding position, power. If you had the American president of the world, then yeah, it would be terrible and scary. But if you had some sort of collaboration where a democratic organization
well, you
decided
have the United
maybe
a council like the
and the
Jedi
United
council,
Nations
perhaps?
Should be able to enforce that people don't get locked up for 25 fucking years
well,
in third
world
countries.
Well, they have a
real
hard time with that because people have different customs and different
That's because
traditions.
We're so respectful of the...
Well, what do you want to do? Go in and bomb them?
No, no, but the
Bombs
uncivilized countries
Baghdad.
Should be given less of a voice. You're uncivilized, so fuck you.
Well,
so
that's
fuck
what
you.
Bush
that's
said
completely
about
disrespecting
Iraq.
America does not
so
need to
you.
Police
more hate
the world.
Hate.
America does not need to police the world.
Really, Sarah, I
it
do
needs
agree
to
with,
fix
I do disagree with
this
you.
Place.
No, I don't think we need to police the world. I agree. America does not need to police the world. But I think the United Nations should have, you know, legislative ruling over a country like Indonesia that would imprison, you know, a free world citizen.
See, run by the world, run by a council of leaders elected.
Well, you know they have the Hague.
Isn't a bad idea, but
you're supposed to send the horrible people to the Hague.
I just think that there's no progress for humanity until we operate as a whole, and as long as we consider our globe to be divided, then our globe is a piece of shit. It's a bunch of divided, arguing little assholes.
It's true.
Well, you know what'll bring us all together when Joe's friends come, you know, make
the
themselves aliens. A little more obvious.
I only wish.
When the aliens invade, then
then the world
the world will unite. You know how I automatically say America because I think of that as the world.
Or the Cylons.
I'm so ethnocentric.
Or
well,
aliens.
Right, and that's one problem with the one world government is right now America's balance of power is tipping, you know, to a great degree towards us.
And that fucking sucks for America, but should not suck for the UN or the rest of the world.
And that
right?
doesn't.
The rest of the world should be untouched by the failure of the superpower.
I'm not sure what you're saying there. It makes no sense.
We all affect each
if
other.
If we had a one world government and America went to shit, the one world government would still operate as business as usual. Because who gives a fuck if your superpowers rise and fall in their economy? Because the one world government lives outside of it.
But it would
problem
still
is
affect every other country
gangster.
Just like it does now. Just like our election affects the outcome of the
Don't
entire world.
Don't you know the basic truth about power? Power corrupts.
An absolute,
absolute
power?
Power corrupts absolutely. Absolutely. We are human beings thus far.
Power is best suited
who said
for those
that?
Who never wanted it
Are we human
it at
or
all?
Are we dancer? I think...
Dumbledore. Oh, no, it cuts to the core of me. The killers.
Okay, we got Gary on line two.
Gary.
Line two.
Hello, Gary.
Yes, how are you?
Excellent.
Are you Glengarry?
We're celebrating Max's birthday and the era of Obama.
Obamerica.
Okay.
Okay.
What I had a question about was
go ahead.
What it wasn't about him.
That's fine.
It was just in general about oral.
Yeah. What's the question about oral?
How do I get my friend to try more different things than just average? Everything is on the oral.
Okay, so you wanna lick her with like pouring honey all over her pussy or something? What do you want to do that's different?
Well, you know, we're going in different areas.
Oh, you mean analingus?
I didn't hear you. What was that?
Analingus? You want to do a little rimming?
Yeah.
Rimming. Rim okay.
Job.
Why doesn't she want that? Does she think it's unclean,
tossing
or does she think
salad.
It's just itchy or hurty or why?
Some people like Jim.
Well, I don't do it either way. I like it all the way.
I'm not asking you. I know you like it.
Yes.
Why doesn't she like it?
I'm not sure why she doesn't.
Well, you have to find out, and then I can figure out how to get her past it, because I don't know what's getting in her way. You have to ask her.
Well, she likes to lick a lot of the balls a lot. She doesn't stay down there to hold too much.
Wait a second. So you want her to lick your anus?
Yeah.
Ah, that's what you want. I thought you wanted to lick hers.
That's tough.
Well, I do that a lot. I do hers a lot.
Oh, you do? Does she like that?
Yeah.
Does she like you licking hers?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It really curls out.
Well, when
do you shave down there? Do you like keep it trimmed down there?
What is that?
They give her incentive.
I said, do you trim your hair down there?
How do I do it?
Do you trim your hair? Do you shave around there?
Do you trim your ass
you
hair?
Do you
shave the salad?
Not much.
Or is it a forest? Because the forest is not so sexy.
No one likes a sarlacc pit.
I've got this sword that I fight through, but still, I don't want to have to trim a forest.
Right.
Uh-huh. Does she use her finger there?
She just really puts her tongue in a lot.
She does what? I couldn't hear that.
She just usually uses her tongue. She never uses a finger.
Okay, why don't you encourage her to use her finger? While she's sucking on your testicles, as you say she likes to do, encourage her to stick her finger up inside your the planet Uranus.
Oh.
Sometimes a lot of women are easier about using their finger than their tongue.
Also, post-shower. Most girls would be into it.
Are you doing it after a shower, darling?
Both ways.
Both ways.
What's the other way?
After a long day of work. After a long day of work.
2 days since a shower? Ew!
Yeah. After a hard workout.
Take a shower. Absolutely.
After a shower.
Salad.
Yes, do it after a shower.
Yes, absolutely.
Right out of the shower, you just... It works. Trust me.
Yep.
Make sure you're all clean. And preferably, if you have a bunch of hair down there, shaved.
No forest.
You could also let her shave. That could always help.
Oh, let her shave you. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
I've done that. I'm going to be honest. I've done that.
We're going to be honest.
It helps.
Too.
What's that, Gary?
Really?
Huh?
I was saying we try a lot of different things, and we just like to keep it going.
Okay, we'll try shaving in the bathtub together. You shave her and she shaves you. And be careful, don't be too drunk while you do that.
Okay. What about the ball linking? Is there something special that I can teach her to get her to get more active at that?
Okay, well, something special to make her lick your
to
balls
to teach her
more.
To get her more active.
Tell her to hum.
Well, I mean, is she already down there trying things?
Yes.
Okay.
She
Here's
be
what
sure you
can
do.
Do
it for her first.
Have you
her.
Said to her, you know what? That's my favorite thing.
Is it?
You did say that.
Huh?
Huh? What did you say?
What did you say?
I said, did you tell her how much you love it?
Oh yeah. While she's doing it most of the time, I just my toes curl. She
okay.
Knows.
Tell her how much you love it, and tell her if you want her to do something. What do you want her to do? Open her mouth bigger.
Yeah, and just grab on the balls more.
Well, tell her to do that. She might think that your balls are like delicate eggs.
Jiggle
that could
balls.
Break. Some guys are very sensitive about their balls.
Well, they're big balls.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got those big elephant balls, baby. So let her know that she can tug
His
harder.
Balls ride shotgun.
Huh?
Let her know she can tug harder. A lot of women think that, you know, they have to handle them very delicately.
Okay.
Okay. All right, darling.
I appreciate y'all help.
Okay, my pleasure. You take care. Where are you calling from, Gary?
Arizona.
How are you hearing us?
Huh?
How are you listening to us?
Well, I didn't get a chance to listen in.
Oh, okay. You just called out of the blue?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, use our advice and let us know what happens.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, happy new Obama era to you. Although Arizona went to McCain,
the preview.
Of course.
Who's nailing Palin?
That shit's pretty... That's kind of hot.
All right, so, Bran, have you had any Obama fantasies?
No. No, I haven't. Not at all, actually.
Not at all. Okay, yeah. Well...
Except for the one where he paints the White House black. And we drink 40s and smoke blunts.
Oh, yeah!
Well, that's kind of erotic, yeah, you know. It's... he has smoked marijuana, right?
Yeah, he actually admitted to doing coke as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that's my kind of president.
Okay.
Yeah, you know? He's on the record.
And
he treated
smoking
pot as no big deal. He was
it
like, of
no
course. They asked him if he inhaled, and he was like, of course I inhaled. Like, what
that's
kind of a question
it.
Is that?
Right.
That's how
he
you
smoke
do it.
Weed.
He's a fan of the medicinal marijuana. He quit smoking cigarettes using Nicorette gum. All right. He's basically the love of my life.
Go back to sleep.
Okay, so Terry, you have any Obama fantasies?
I hadn't really thought about it until my sister called me after the election. Because I was thinking about it on this whole separate level, and then she calls me, and the first thing she says, she's like, he's so cute. Uh-huh. And I'm like,
the mind control.
You know, like,
works.
I really never even, like, thought about it at all. And ever since then, I've been like, he really fucking is. And Sarah was like, oh, and telling me about the fantasy of hers in passing on the way to the bathroom. Oh, Oval Office and blah, blah, blah.
I started thinking about how sexy he was when I saw the picture of him shirtless.
It was the speech. It was the speech. Right. I was crying, too, sitting in Sarah's room crying.
Well, have you guys seen the Obama Girl video?
No.
Okay.
Actually,
so
yes.
Obama Girl is kind of famous. She did this video on YouTube where she goes, if you want to Google Obama Girl out there in the world, you can find her.
Okay.
The YouTube video is very popular, and she's basically talking about how she has a crush on Obama. And so the whole video, she's like
Obama girl's
dancing to these pictures of Obama. And there's a picture of him like running out of the ocean, and he's in his board shorts, and he's shirtless, and he's like
pretty
ripped.
Yeah, I love that picture.
And she's in her bikini, and she's like, I got a crush on Obama.
Yeah, actually, I have seen that.
And it's like, it's so cool.
In fact, I have that on my blog.
Oh, you got to post the Obama Girl video.
I did. Well, not the video, but I have
you don't post enough videos on your blog.
I got to do more of everything.
I'm just going to point that out.
Okay, and we're almost done with the show.
All right. Well, fuck this
show. Oh, yeah, we are. We have like 4 minutes.
Yeah, we only have four minutes. So that's cool.
A quickie. A quickie this time.
We have a quickie. Now, what is this Hustler parody you put there?
Who's Nailin' Palin? I have the link. I think I put it. Yeah, I put it in our little chat room. You can watch.
By the way, we have
clips.
A new radio chat room so we can share links and caller gossip with each other.
Who's Nailin' Palin? Wow.
She doesn't look a damn thing like Sarah Palin, though.
Ah, she looks
but she
a
has
like
big
her.
Titties.
She does have huge titties.
She I would looks
have
like Sarah Palin as a porn star. Yeah.
She does look kind of, but her hair is a little
like
too dark.
Enough for a porn star. You know, I think she's...
Yeah, for a porn version,
yeah,
I think
right.
it's okay.
I think she's doing very good. Oh, she's got a black woman in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's some fun stuff
you know,
going
can
on
I say when
Nailin
I talked
Palin.
To my Republican dad, he was like, yeah, Obama's cool and all, but oh, my God, have you seen his family?
What?
What? What's the matter with his family?
They're all Negroes.
Oh, his wife?
They're all black, right. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
I got to say, okay, this is not me speaking. This is my Republican conservative family speaking.
Yes, who you love dearly.
Who I love dearly. But they feel like his wife looks like a bonobo.
Oh, my God.
And they did not use the word bonobo.
That's
what did they
awful.
Use?
They used the M word.
Well, you know, Sarah, we don't fault you for your family.
And I don't fault my family either.
I do fault your family. Come on.
No, no, no. Okay, thank you for not faulting
Monkey.
Me. But I feel like they are representative of a large populace of our country.
Well, they're going to have to learn. They're going to have to learn that their first lady has dark skin.
The wounds from
Amazing.
The 60s have not
closed
yet.
She's a brilliant woman.
Not at all. My
not
point
at all.
Exactly.
They're on the right. We're finally
exactly.
on the right path.
No, the wounds
right
of the 60s haven't. How can you
make
say the
worse.
Wounds of the 60s have faded when your parents are talking like that?
They
well,
haven't.
The healing
Watch
process
the
has
increase.
Begun.
Watch
you know,
the divisions
there's
increase.
There's at least one term assured and 4 years of being programmed to not be judgmental
Let's
like
put it
that
this way.
Will
I
really
think
help.
Your parents will be persuaded. If he takes this economy and zooms it up.
It's up to him now to prove it to everybody.
Very difficult. He's got a much more difficult time than Clinton had with Bush Sr.
He's actually, in my opinion, he's got the most difficult position most presidents have had taking presidency.
Yeah. And yet, there is a lot of promise.
So
a
it's
lot of
kinda,
hope.
It kind of makes me feel shitty.
Well,
I'm like, our whole country's fucked. Let's get this guy in office
yes.
to solve it for
get
us.
Get the black man in there.
Let the black
it.
Man
yeah.
solve
Jesus.
It. It's
Absolutely.
Like, really?
Well, it's better than the other way. Come on.
Yeah,
no, it
Jesus.
Is. I don't. In fact, honestly, I don't feel like black is different from white. I feel like he's the most qualified
he
to
is
solve
the most
this problem.
Most qualified.
And
okay. Did you even look into Cynthia McKinney?
We
did you even look at her?
Yeah, exactly. Cynthia McKinney is
Did you even look at her?
Okay, she is.
I think we might be
I read
the
PDF.
No, wait, no,
okay, we are ending, and we want to say thank you all. Welcome to Obamerica. And
we love
birthday.
Obama.
We love you.
Happy birthday, Max.
We're in trouble.
I love you, my happy prince birthday, Max. In the tower. I love you, my prince in the tower. I love you forever. And I have great, great hope for America now. And 25 cents won't get me a cup of coffee. So in the meantime, be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Try not to, let your prejudices run amok. Okay?
Calling people bonobos.
Don't call
and
people
things.
Monkeys. But bonobos is good. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.